You are listening to the Walking Leader podcast with your host, David Guerra.
This is the Walking Leader podcast, and I am your host, David Guerra, United States Army infantry veteran and the author of the books, The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. In this episode of the Walking Leader podcast, I continue to bring you the tools, the tips, and insights towards developing and setting yourself up as a successful self-leader long before moving on towards leading others. Welcome. In this episode, I'm sharing with you the fifth of the Core of Eight, Overcome Your Limitations. Now, really, this section should be titled Overcome Your Self-Imposed Limitations. See, there's this old saying that goes something like this. We are our worst enemy, our worst enemy. However, the actual quote attributed to Friedrich Nietzsche, there we go, is, quote, "The worst enemy you can meet will always be yourself. You lie in wait for yourself in caverns and forests," end quote. Now, for all intents and purposes, this means that we are our own biggest and greatest obstacle to our own success and all that comes to it. That's it. We are the obstacle. We do this. These self-imposed obstacles or limitations are usually born out of our negative thoughts, our self-doubt, and self-sabotaging behaviors, the negatives. When we create these obstacles, they have this nasty habit of stopping us dead in our tracks. We become basically combat ineffective, meaning we can no longer sustain and win the fight. Yeah, and it's a struggle, it's a fight. Now, these self-imposed limitations occur almost predictably when we remove distractions, such as people and things, and we are left with just ourselves and our thoughts, and this is where and when the negativity creeps in. See, this negativity is, well, more commonly known as imposter syndrome. Now, the imposter syndrome grows to become a huge debilitating monster. Debilitating in that we stop our operations. We leave things unfinished. We become unmotivated because we doubt ourselves and we question whether we truly deserve to be where we want to be and whether we're on the right path or not. Now, clearly, you have what it takes because to have imposter syndrome, you created or started something very worthy of being questioned. And you should question things, yes, but that's how you check yourself. That's not how you stop yourself. Question things along the way. Can this be better? Can this be one thing better? Can it just be 10% better? How does this look from this angle? Again, you're looking at things, you're approaching things, you're trying to be better, you question them. And you should. You should definitely question things. But it's also about being worthy. You came up with the idea. You came up with something that you created or started. And it's yours. Therefore, you are worthy of it. It came from you. So the answer is yes, you are worthy. The purpose to the answer of the question, you know, is it worthy? Is the answer lays within you. It's up to you to act and move through, over, under, and around the obstacle and keep driving forward. Keep driving forward. So do what it takes to get beyond the obstacle. The quicker, the sooner, the better. Driving forward also means you do not have the luxury of time. That time to figure out what to do and what to do about those obstacles. Whether it's 1, 20, 100, more, whatever. No, you don't have luxury. You're on a mission. And the mission is to be better than you were yesterday. And yesterday there were obstacles. Today there were obstacles. Tomorrow, I guarantee you, there'll be more obstacles. So as you move past the obstacles, realize if you can move past one, you can move past any self-imposed limitation. The next logical step then is to remember you are worthy and stop limiting yourself. Stop it. Just, you know, again, it's easy to say, it's hard to do, but it's one of those that you're going to learn how to deal with it. You're going to learn how to move beyond. You're going to learn to figure out that, hey, this, this is going to happen, but it's going to be a bumpy road. There's going to be curves in the road. There's going to be steep inclines, sharp declines. And of course, there's going to be a boulder or a fallen tree along the way, right? In the way. But you've got to work through it. And again, it might be a small tree, might be a forest, but no matter what, you're going to have to go through it. You're going to have to deal with it. You're going to have to face it. You're going to have to move past it. And if it's all coming from you, well, you know what? You can stop that. And it's just that simple. You can stop it, especially if you're the one who put that obstacle in the way. So in the next episode, we're going to talk about the six of the core of eight, and that's deal with it immediately. Deal with it immediately. And again, I hope you're seeing this trend or how everything ties together, because they all do. And I hope you join me. I want to take this moment to thank you for listening to this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast and to invite you to visit my website, daveguerra.com. And there you will find all the past episodes of the Walking Leader Podcast, information on how to subscribe to the podcast and how to get yourself a copy of my books and how to join me on the Daily Journal Project, plus a whole lot more. So please consider this your personal invitation to stop by and look around. Again, that's daveguerra.com. Well, it looks like our time today has taken us to the end of this episode, and I do hope you found it educational, entertaining, and informational. Also, I do hope you will join us for the next episode. And please do not forget, you can always contact me with comments, questions, concerns by email at dave@daveguerra.com, on Twitter at daveguerra, all one word, or on Instagram, that's dave_guerra, dave_guerra on Instagram. I look forward to hearing from you. Drop me a note and listen. Hey, until next time. Be confident, stay patient, take action, remain resilient, break from the crowd, and most of all, be a leader without equal. Be the walking leader.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.